At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Are you sure we can tell this?
Massive fan of basketball.
Ireland is in dreamland.
The All-Ireland Finals are almost upon us.
There's always good guests on.
Fastest ever seen you run in your life.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Highly recommend it.
Off the Ball. GAA.
Niamh, special scenes around here. What a victory.
Yeah, massive. It was touch and go at times, and we knew it'd be nothing different, you know, against Tipperary. They've probably been the form team over the group stages, and we knew what they were going to bring today, and we had them fight fire with fire, and thankfully we did in the second half and were able to get over the line.
Your 2 points before halftime felt vital.
Yeah, look, you know, I suppose we had a lot of possession in the first half and we just didn't convert, and efficiency's everything in this game. You watch the hurling, you watch, you know, the Cork Limerick game, you watch Cork Clare, and efficiency trumps, and we weren't efficient in the first half, and thank God in the second half we were able to turn a few more scores.
Piece of beautiful skill in for the goal.
I think you just play it as you see it. You know, you don't really think too much about it. You know, you put the ball in your hurling and just run towards the net, and thankfully it went in.
And just what was the last couple of moments like? I could hardly watch on up in the press box. It was just chaotic. It was going one way then the other.
Yeah, like I'm really delighted for Carrie Dolan. You know, she put so much into her freeze, and I suppose, you know, after the league final that hurt her a lot, and I'm just delighted that she got a bit of redemption today, and it's great for her to get the winner.
Such a sea of maroon here now as well. It's a busy weekend for everyone involved in Galway.
Yeah, it is. You know, I suppose that's one down, and there's a big one tomorrow, but we've done our part, and that's all that matters this evening.
Back to the day job now, and back to the footballers tonight, is it?
Tomorrow. It's an exciting day for everybody involved in Galway tomorrow, and yeah, I suppose I'm back to work tomorrow, I suppose, but yeah, the lads are in great form, and hopefully they can do the business as well.
When you came down and, you know, made home down here, did you think there were special days like this ahead?
No, to be honest, I didn't. You know, I've been working in Galway a long time, and these are like people dream of playing in All Ireland finals, and I suppose that was never something that entered my head, but I've 2 weeks to think about it now, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Pro Park beckons for quite a few journeys there for you on a personal note in the next couple of weeks.
Tomorrow I've no control over, but in 2 weeks time hopefully I will, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, and it's great to be part of it.
Special time to enjoy. Thank you very much. Carl, I suppose the fact it's taken us a couple of minutes to take this interview probably speaks volumes. A special day for your side.
Especially, listen, it was really hard probably for us the last couple of years, you know, losing the semi-final, and today was all about getting over the line, and to be honest with you, the whole year has really been about getting to a semi-final and winning it. You know, we need to get back to Croke Park, we need to get back to the final, so we're just absolutely delighted, to be honest with you.
It felt like a day where you had to win the game a couple of times. You had the good start, then they got the goal, then they went 2 points ahead. You know, you had to keep continuously answering questions out there.
Yeah, answering questions, and listen, in fairness, we've always talked about the character on the team and the resilience they show. You know, they're just a really, really special group of girls. And yeah, as you said, great start. Tipperary answered, got a great goal. You know, Niamh got a great goal just after half time and got us ahead again. But look at last few minutes, 2 points down, 5 minutes to go or whatever. You know, most teams give up, most teams would cave in, but not this team, to be honest with you. They showed huge, huge character. I think we got huge momentum off the bench. You know, four girls come on, all contributors, and listen, really, really happy. Just quality scores and some brilliant performances, and as I said, we're just delighted.
It's probably easy to say now, is it peaking at the right time?
I don't know, it needs to peak at the right time. Listen, Cork are an unbelievable side. You know, I don't think any team is coming in 10 points to be honest with you in the championship. They just seem to have gone to a level, you know, way, way higher than last year. We certainly haven't reached that level yet. But listen, that game is going to bring us on a lot, and we have another 2 weeks now to work on things, but we really need to work hard now, in fairness. You know, it's a huge, huge challenge in 2 weeks' time. But as I said, the last 2 years, you know, losing here and losing to Croke Park and 2-2 to Kilkenny, that was tough. And you know, watching the Ireland final and not being involved, and you know, that's where you want to be in the last Sunday in August, or the middle of August now as it is. But you know, we're just delighted to get over the line. You know, last year walking off, it was full of Cork here, and I was full of Galway people, and that's what you want to see. It's been a brilliant year so far with the footballers and ladies footballers, and you know, it's great now that we're a part of that, especially for the next 2 weeks.
special scenes still on around the pitch here as well, full of colour, full of emotion.
Oh yeah, it is, of course. And then I suppose the game was a brilliant effort for Camogie, I would imagine. Look, Tipper a super team and gave some unbelievable performance out there, and listen, it could have gone either way, you know, no doubt about that. But as I said, the last few minutes is all about Galway and all about our character, and we're just delighted the players all stepped up. As I said, we got a huge impact off the bench, and I thought that, you know, the backs in the second half were absolutely exceptional. So we're just delighted. But a huge amount to improve on, but we're delighted to be there.
Sorry, I got to ask as well, at the end, my phone has blown up. Was there a coming together, or did something happen afterwards?
No, listen, these things happen. Look, we felt that the ball was probably picked up off the line, and, you know, Tipperary let's stand in the way. Then things happen. It's going to be blown up, I'm sure. It's on camera, people are probably going to make a big deal of it. But listen, I have a lot of respect for the Tipperary mentors. I know Dennis for a long time, I know Eamon Cochran for a long time. They've done a super, super job with this team, and, you know, there's no doubt about it. They're going to get over the line in the semi final at some stage. They're a super team. It could have gone either way today, and they'll be brilliant league champions. And it took a huge performance in the second half from us to get over the line, so we're just delighted.
And this Croke Park to look forward to building on a result like this is all what you're looking to focus on now, I guess.
Oh yeah, that's what we're focusing on. It needs to be. Look at if we can build in the last 10 minutes or the second half even, we'll be delighted. But look, we need a massive, massive performance. It's going to take an unbelievable performance in Croke Park, but our Galway team capable of it, of course, there. But it's, as I said, Cork have brought it to a different level, and you know, we need to get there fairly fast now. But listen, we're there. We're delighted to be there, and we'll give it our best crack.
Best look in the final call. Thank you very much. Dennis, I guess, a game so tight and so close to the death, must be so, so disappointed at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely devastated. You know, we put in a savage effort. It was, you know, nip and tuck all the way coming down towards the home stretch. We looked like we nearly had it. And then Galway, you know, they showed their character and probably a bit of experience, and they dug it out. But it was very, very fine margins. It's a tough one to take.
You started the game probably not as you would have liked, but then responded ever so well with the goal and really pushed on there before half-time.
Yeah, we were happy the way we responded, you know, a little bit maybe slow to start. But again, look, there's nerves there, and that's part of it. But again, look, once we got going, we were going well. But we just maybe missed a couple of chances that we'd normally score. That wind maybe was deceiving a little bit, and we pulled a few to the left there in the second half especially, which were disappointing. But look, overall, our girls gave us absolutely everything. We can't fault any of them, and all year, and you know, their families and clubs can be proud because they gave us absolutely everything, but just unfortunately came up short.
The second half was, I suppose, a real battle, real grind. Galway come back, got the goal, but then they went 20 minutes without scoring. Is it a frustration that you didn't push on during that period, perhaps?
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. We were on top there, but weren't tagging it on the scoreline. So that was disappointing. And, you know, we had a bit of ball, but just didn't make use of it properly, probably. But at the same time, you know, it's very hard to pinpoint at this stage. You know, you'd have to review it and see. But look, they gave it everything. Didn't work out for us. But, you know, these girls will be back. There's huge character in that dressing room. They've keep coming back, and you know, eventually they will get there.
I have to say, I was talking to Sarah up in the press box, is that if Tip get two ahead, that's it. You did get the two. Did you think you had it then, or was there always going to be a danger in the story?
You know, there was always danger in the story, you know. Definitely, we probably could have, maybe there was one or two soft frees in front of the goals. I thought definitely Claude McIntyre could have got a free, but we needed just that little bit of luck to get that extra three or four out. You know, you'd never be happy so close to Galway, and you know, they proved they're big game players, and you know, unfortunately, we came out on the wrong side of it.
Very emotional now, but I suppose it has been a good year, a lot of progress, a lot of development.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we have a league final this year. We won the Munster Championship last year, so you know, we're winning titles, but we just need to get to the final, and we need to win the big one, and it's just getting away from us at the minute. But you know, definitely these girls will be back. There'll be younger girls coming through. The future is definitely bright in Tipperary.
Such small margins, isn't it?
It is, you know, it's whiskers, really. And that's what happens in semi-finals. The other one was a little bit more one-sided, but we knew Galway were going to be a huge test for us. And, you know, it is just one puck of a ball, but it's 12 months again before you can go back and revisit.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.
We go again, Sarah. We, for all the listeners out there, we did try and start the audio, then everything got pulled and dragged on us here as well. A lot of people want to get out of the road here. It has been a long day in Nolan Park. We've seen a great occasion, a wonderful day for Camogie.
I think so. Massive Dublin support, massive Cork support. When those two sets of fans filtered out, then we had the Tipperary support and Galway support. Much, much better game this year for both teams in that. Last year, it was lashing out of the heavens. This year, as you can see, sun shining. It was a spectacle, no wind. It was a day for Camogie to be played. Cork obviously played an outrageous game against Dublin, and we'll talk about that in more detail. But the second game, much, much closer, very tense, and Galway very lucky to come away with a win.
Let's talk about the first one then. You look at the result, you look at the scoreline, and you think, it probably doesn't tell a lot of the tale of the story, because Dublin started ever so well.
They did, and look, it was always going to be a brave performance from Dublin. Cork had beaten them by 29 points less than 5 weeks ago. They hadn't scored from play less than 5 weeks ago, and they had to come here to play the semi-final against a Cork team that was only improving. Yes, they lost by 20 points, but they did score from play this time around. They had five different scorers. They had three goal chances. They really put Cork to the pin of their collar in some positions. So their inside full back line were under pressure. Their full back line gave a great performance against the Cork full forward line. Katrina Mackey was held scoreless. Amy O'Connor scored points, but no goals for Amy today. It was Orla Callahan got the 2-2, which was a bit unexpected when you consider the other players and the talent that was on the field. It looked like the middle third for Cork was their engine, and they looked like they had the handbrake on. The likes of Aisling Thompson, Aoife Healy, Laura Hayes, Laura Tracy, making the right decisions, moving the ball through the lines. Hannah Looney, they were in complete control in that midfield space today.
You spoke about missed opportunities for Dublin, the goal chance of that. They had one right at the off from that penalty.
Yeah, Emma Flanagan won a great ball off of Pamela Mackey, and it was the perfect start. Aisling Marr stepped up to take the penalty. She hit it at a nice height for Amy Lee. Amy Lee managed to get the block, and I suppose that would have been a brilliant start for Dublin. Unfortunately, Cork went up the field and started to rack up the scores. In that first half, Cork had seven different scorers. Aisling Marr was actually the only scorer from Cork at that point. But yet, and I was speaking to Kerry Finnegan afterwards, Dublin were doing so much work, hooking, blocking, running after players when they didn't have the hurley in their hand. They literally never stopped running or going. When I was speaking to Kerry Finnegan afterwards, she said, "Sarah, I hooked her, I blocked her." They managed to reset again and still managed to get a score. And she was thinking, what do I have to do here to get the ball away? That's how, I suppose, well set up Cork were, that they just kept rattling through, process, process, process. I know Saoirse McCarthy spoke about it afterwards. She gets 1-2 today. She spoke about the process, what individual players do to get a performance like they gave against Dublin today.
Dublin started that. We look at the middle third here. There was Dublin jersey everywhere, hooks, blocks and everything. Cork just kind of looked at it, went, okay, that's enough, and then let their fine, I suppose, shooting from distance take off, really.
Yeah, and I suppose from Cork's point of view, for anyone here today, the team that probably reminded them most of Cork would be kind of that Limerick setup. You allow a team to show you what they have, and then you turn up the gears. And Cork only had to turn up the gears for probably 15, 20 minutes, and they went in at half-time very comfortable. It wasn't a sense after halftime that Dublin were going to be able to overturn this game. So Cork essentially worked for 20 minutes in the first half, saw this one out, and then emptied their bench from 50 minutes. And from 50 minutes, they scored 1-4. Cirk McCartan, Clodagh Finn with 2 points, and Ciara O'Sullivan got a point as well. So this game was done and dusted for Cork by halftime.
That's probably the scary thing for Galway now as well, is the impact off the bench, the quality, the strength, the depth. It's ridiculous almost.
It is. Galway will be just so relieved to have gotten out of Nolan Park here today with a win. I thought it looked dodgy coming down the straight. I genuinely thought that Tip had done just enough. They obviously brought on Coy Tavan. They made a lot of changes. Did they all work? I don't think so, because I think Galway, the likes of Niamh Kilkenny popping up with a great late score, Kerry Dolan getting those two late frees, Niamh Mallon, 1-2. Before half-time, Tipperary looked like they were in complete control. Niamh Mallon comes in after the break, gets a brilliant goal. All of a sudden, she has 1-2-2 before half-time, that goal after half-time. Niamh Nylan came on, could have had 2-2, but for, a couple of brilliant saves from the Tipperary defence, and Nicole Walsh with that great save from Niamh Mallon. So Tipperary were living on their nerves. Galway had all of the chances, and Galway ended up winning it by a point.
They did. It was a game that went back and forth, and it got away the good start. Then you have the goal from McGrath. That levels it, gave tip the dominance. You touched on the two Mallon points before half time, maybe swung it back. She gets the goal. But then Galway went 20 minutes without scoring.
And crucially here, the likes of Eimear McGrath ended up at 1-6. Clodagh McIntyre got 2 points. There was massive work rate in the tip, middle third. They were actually winning ball, and they won a couple of frees, and I remember Coit Devan, you know, hugging a player because she'd won a turnover, and these were the crucial moments that they thought they had won. But in those last couple of minutes, it was the likes of Niamh Kilkenny, it was the likes of Niamh Mallon just getting their hand on ball. Ali Heslin came in, Aoife Donoghue got a couple of knocks. She wasn't necessarily, you know, it wasn't a standout performance from Aoife, but she did just enough. She was bothersome enough that they had to keep an eye on her, and I suppose that's it with Tip. What was funny to me about Tip was Karen Kennedy was so unutilised. She sat back in the half back line. She never seemed to break forward. For me, She wasn't utilised properly, and I certainly think when they look back at the game, they'll wonder why they didn't push Karen on, because Karen has been such an instrumental player for Tipperary in recent years. Massive goal, I think, in the league. Great points in the championship last year. Underutilised. Niamh McPeak, playing centre forward, had a point, was then taken off. It was the perfect opportunity to push Karen up and try and just, I suppose, bring on that last few minutes for Tip and get that lead and retain that lead. But That will be where I think they'll look back. Dennis Kelly will look back and say, what were we doing? Why didn't we utilise Karen?
Probably shows a little, I know, but I said to you at a couple of minutes to go, Tip had a couple of opportunities, they missed it. I said if Tip got two, that was it. They did get two, but Galway found a way to grind it back.
They did, and I'm looking forward to watching it back, because right, I suppose when it was kind of 1-10, 1-11, 1-11 apiece, it was so frenetic. There was a mad moment over on the sideline where it looked like the Galway selectors and management were having an argy-bargy with the Tipperary selectors and management. There was a bit of pushing and shoving. I can't name names because I couldn't see it properly, but I know that that took place. And I wonder, did that upset things? Because both sets of players were over there for a while. It kind of broke up the play. It gave Galway the momentum, I felt, because they seemed to settle better after it. Whereas Tip, they had one late chance late on and dropped it into the square. There was a question mark over whether Coit Devan or Eimear McGrath would take a free. They just didn't seem to know what the game plan was for the last 3 or 4 minutes. And Dervla Higgins comes out with a massive, massive play to secure the ball for Galway and bring the ball up the field. And then we had Niamh Nyland at the end, looked like she was odds on to score the goal, but look, very young player, could have had 2 goals, you know, coming in for Galway. So in the end, the scoreline is justified. Tip will be absolutely sickened. They left this behind them.
So that's Galway into the final, play Cork in the final. You feel like Galway will have to up the ante, up the performance quite a bit, because Cork look like they have levels of just quality in them.
Yeah, and I suppose this is the one caveat I would say here. We were in this position 3 weeks ago when Cork beat Limerick in the hurling, and everyone was looking at Clare and Kilkenny and what the Clare and Kilkenny game looked like by comparison to the Cork-Limerick game. And Clare came out against Cork, and their performance was the performance that won them an All-Ireland. Galway have done enough to get to an All-Ireland final. They haven't been brilliant. They haven't shot the lights out. And their players, who have normally been to the fore, have been on the periphery. Galway could potentially catch Cork. You know, lots of people here, even in the press box, talking about Cork having the handbrake on, having, as you said, 3 or 4 more levels. So I suppose it's just not being complacent from Cork's point of view. But in saying that, from Cork's point of view, the likes of Katrina Mackey today will be incredibly disappointed that she didn't show up. If you've got Katrina Mackey looking for vengeance, you know, that should be something that would concern you as a Galway player. I would be a little nervous that Galway have shown such little form and have been embarrassed by Cork the last time they played each other. I think they will be skin and hair flying for this one. Galway with the point to prove, but as you said, Cork seem to be the form team, and looking on the basis of today, you would have to say that Cork are the favourites outright.
Well, I think you might dress completely in red at the final. No divided loyalties for the final, anyways.
No divided loyalties. Look, I've hurled with the likes of Aisling Mara and Emma Flanagan with Dublin, and in 2020 I got to coach the likes of Kerry Finnegan and Niamh Gannon and the Couches, and I just think those Dublin players, through the kitchen sink at it today. It wasn't enough. And I think what's important is the Dublin clubs came to see this match today. There's a lot of lip service given to Dublin Camogie, but ultimately you need to be able to give the girls pitches to play in. I've been behind the goal in UCD training for matches because the space wasn't there for the Dublin Intercounty Camogie team to play their matches. If you want to really support the players, give them the facilities and show them and give them the coaching and allow them to get to the level that Cork are at. And maybe it's important for all of those Dublin fans today to see what level Cork are at and what level Dublin have to get to and stop paying lip service.
Just on that, I don't want to go off on a wild tangent, but it's just come into my head again. Match programme today have the usual kind of couple of questions with a couple of, I think, one player from each side. One of them is just a pretty benign sort of question, where do you want to be in 10 years' time? I thought Aisling Mara's response was quite interesting. Where do you want to be in 10 years' time, a member of the GAA?
That probably shows you what's needed right now, because in Dublin right now, there is a constant struggle for Camogie teams, ladies football teams, to get the facilities, to get the coaching that will bring them to the level that Cork are at. And she sees that being a member of the GAA will allow her to ask for these things, and those things can't be denied, and then you'll have real competition. So fair play to Aisling. She's speaking for all of us when she wants improvement and she wants us to be part of the GAA.
Well, let's end on a positive note. It's been a brilliant day here in the sun. It's far from the rain where we got soaked like hell this time last year at the equivalent stage. All looking forward to the final.
Absolutely, and I will remember big performances from Dublin today. I know 20 points is an awful defeat, but you'll remember the likes of Grace O'Shea. You'll remember the likes of Niamh Gannon, Aisling Gannon. And from Cork, Saoirse McCarthy. Like, what a stunning performance. And Orla Callan popping up with 2-2. So real, real pockets of positivity going into the final, and Cork outright favourites going into the final.
There we go. We'll thank you so much, Sarah, and we're all looking forward to the final. Yeah, right.